Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to chat with Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks about how the first few weeks have gone at Perry schools.
Past Labor Day, which is a huge milestone for you as far as getting the school year underway and getting momentum going the right direction. Can you kind of educate me on just how the first few weeks have gone here at Perry?
Well, I think overall it's gone very well. And I say that because we came out saying and believing that we needed to offer an on-site program each and every day. We're doing that. It is a shortened day, but we're trying to balance two major platforms, on-site as well as online. So how's it going? I would say that we're doing pretty good. And I know things could turn in a heartbeat, but I feel that the staff has embraced the two platforms. They've embraced the return to learn plan, and I think kids and staff are in a better place here at Perry Community Schools. And we have had such great teamwork and such hardworking people, as well as a very supportive board. We're just in a very sweet spot right now, and very proud of everybody for coming together and making this happen in a very difficult time.
And the one thing that does look a little bit different, or I guess a lot of things look different this year, but one of the things is the reduced school day for to help teachers kind of get acclimated with online learning.
And,
you had some teachers here speak at the school board meeting here tonight and just kind of give you an update on how that's going. What did you learn from them, and what have you learned throughout this process and giving them that extra hour, 45 minutes or so?
You bet. Well, I know the teachers are working extensively. And, you know, I think that we all need to work extensively during this very difficult time. But what I learned from this is that people have learned very quickly how to use different technology platforms. The Google Classroom, Google Zoom, you have Screencastify, so they can condense those lessons in a very particular way, in a very explicit way. And then Seesaw is another platform. So using all those platforms and still teaching not only on site, but then we've had many meetings with parents, with kids, so that they can understand this whole online process. For some kids that didn't have a computer at home, now have a computer that didn't know how to turn it on, that can turn on, but now learn and communicate. So it's a fascinating thing on how it's evolved. And we've also learned how to deal with stress. This has been a very stressful situation for families as well as staff and students. But I think that we're learning that we can adapt to tough situations, and we need to learn how to live and function in a COVID-19 world. And I think Perry Schools and the community of Perry are doing an outstanding job of that.
Awesome. And then another project on the horizon for the Perry School District is improving the middle school project or the middle school building. First, can you kind of educate me on what the what that's going to look like and what progress was made here tonight at the school board meeting?
We did an issuance of revenue bonds, and we hope to be at this first phase looking at $10 million to invest in the renovation of the Perry Middle School. So what that's going to look like is if you go from top to bottom, work on the ceiling, the lighting, and then also cabinet work, and then the flooring, as well as furniture. So those are the things that are going to be revitalized in this $10 million middle school project that we hope that will be starting the 1st of June, end of May, possibly, and it'll go throughout the summer. So we hope to have that that completed. What they're saying is by the end of the summer. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but it's always good to have a good high goal, and we have it at that point. So
and then so that's certainly an exciting project on the horizon in the next year or so for the school district. And now we're coming towards the finish line on another exciting project with the industrial tech room and the wrestling room.
You bet.
Can you give me the latest on that and what that's looking like this
Well, time? I like how you said it's getting closer to the finish line. We're not at the finish line yet, but kids are in there. They're in both the auto shop and then the industrial tech, and they have classes there. We have not had any classes per se in the multi-purpose room wrestling room. I think Junior J Wrestling has come in to use it a couple of times. We've had some other wrestlers use it, but we have not had students during the day use it, but that's getting closer. We have new mats that have come in. We have the turf just came in today. We have some lettering that still needs to get done, but it's getting closer and closer to that finish line. We're trying to push it so that we can get all the punch list items completed. And it's three beautiful, and I do mean beautiful, areas, new learning areas. When you walk into that auto shop, from the top to the bottom, and all the different lifts, and all the tools and the learning areas for maybe paper pencil kind of things too, is I think it's almost second to none. We went from this very small space for two programs to now we have two very, very large rooms, and it should fit all of our needs. Same when you walk into the building trades or the industrial tech side. We now have space between our equipment. We have places to complete projects. It's fantastic. You walk into the multi-purpose room, wrestling room, with the windows that we have in there, and then, like I said, new wrestling mats, new turf, locker rooms. We have a parent viewing area. It is very, very exciting. So we're getting closer. We're not there.
Awesome. Well, certainly exciting times here at Perry. Is there anything else that you'd like to add while I have you here?
No, I think things are going great. I hope that we get to the end of this month, and we're going to then shoot for October. And I know that we're really doing a great job of a balanced approach. And we want to just keep that going and keep kids safe, but keep them learning, and more importantly, learning how to function in a COVID-19 situation.
And that was our conversation with Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.